All right, good morning, Sunil.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm blessed.
Okay, wonderful. First of all, congratulations on the victory. I mean, who would have thought that after 113, we'd be sitting here talking about the Volcano's victory over the Scorpions?
Thank you. We always had the belief. Captain keeps saying to us, you know, it's always sweeter from behind.
Right. But what was the turning point? Because after 113, you all couldn't have been very happy.
I think the time that we got bowled out, for some reason worked in our favor. The time of the day.
Oh, okay.
The ball did does a lot mm-hmm. at nights, mm-hmm. so it was kind of in our favor a bit. Mm-hmm. We got some early wickets. Mm-hmm. As I said, we always believed that we could win the game.
Right, so belief is an important thing.
We always believed. We kept pushing hard. We never really gave up.
Okay.
Even though we were behind the eight ball a bit.
Right.
We kept pushing.
All right, anything in particular the coach said to the team after the first innings, 113?
Yeah. The coach said a lot, but it was more the captain.
Mm-hmm.
He kept telling us this same Jamaica team was bowled out for 46, so we are no way out of the woods. We can
right.
still come back
right.
and win this game.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't an easy chase, having to chase 287 on what I would think is not the best wicket. So I think it was a big effort from us.
But I understand that wicket gets easier to bat on as time progresses.
Well, it seemed that way,
mm-hmm.
and it's a bit harder to bat at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, as the game went on, it got a bit easier, I would think.
All right, so let's sum up your two innings. Look back on it for us.
I didn't get off to a start,
mm-hmm.
a start in any of the innings.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a poor match for me with the bat,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in no way. I know it's some big runs just around the corner. I can actually feel it.
All right, so there's that belief again.
There's belief always.
All right, and you kept wicket in this match. Are you going to be the wicket keeper for all of the tournament?
Well, that isn't up to me. I was asked to do it.
Okay.
Before I left home, I didn't know
okay.
I would be doing it.
Right.
I was asked doing it.
Okay.
And was basically, it's not something that I was looking forward to, but
mm-hmm.
it was what's best for the team, so
okay.
I decided to
okay.
go ahead and do it.
Okay, and I suppose in a team game, it's important for us sometimes to put aside what we personally want.
Yes, most of the times.
Right, so when you're wicket keeping, how do you look after your knees to make sure that they keep in good shape?
Just normal as if I would be in the field all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go in the pool for recovery.
Okay.
Ice bath.
Mm-hmm.
The physio has a new toy, a recovery pump.
Okay.
So I've been using that throughout the game.
A recovery pump?
Yes.
Okay. Describe that.
It's something that is a pump. You actually put your legs in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it squeezes, release.
Oh, that's for compression.
Compression.
Right.
So it actually works.
Right, so it means that the next day you're not as sore.
Not as.
Right, okay, wonderful. Alright, in general, what's your training regime like, both for the cricketing skills and the fitness aspect of things?
Fitness-wise, I normally train fitness-wise 4 to 5 times per week.
Mm-hmm.
Gym,
mm-hmm.
running.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket-wise, it's not as easy because everything isn't in place.
You mentioned that when we spoke in 2014.
Yes, everything isn't really in place, so it's a bit harder.
Right.
Even though I would want to train every day,
mm-hmm.
seeing that the facilities are not in place,
right.
getting people to do
the bowling, to
bowling
you.
Specifics, mm-hmm. it's not always in place.
Yes.
But I train like every day, but it's not what I would love to do.
Right.
You know, it's not
right.
what I would want. So it's not on par
right.
for a professional cricketer.
Yes. And you had mentioned when we spoke in 2014 that Dighton Butler, you call
yeah.
on him, quite a bit, and I see him out there today. So he still helps you?
Yeah, he's probably the only person that I can call on at any time of the day.
Right.
Comes late sometimes.
That's all right.
But he's probably the only person that will come
right.
and do whatever is needed. He will work extra hours with me,
mm-hmm.
throw balls with me.
Okay.
And go. He will actually go out his way
right.
to make sure that I'm okay.
Right. What's his role in the team now?
He's actually not with the team, he's an umpire.
He's an umpire, oh,
yeah.
Wonderful, so he has moved into that aspect. All right, there was an article in Jamaica's Sunday paper by Orville Higgins, and he says that an athletic coach mentioned that cricketers in the West Indies don't train long enough. How would you respond to that?
I'm not a coach. A fitness coach,
mm-hmm.
so I am not in a position to answer that. I don't know.
Right, but for yourself, do you think you train hard enough? And what they were also saying is that because as a cricketer, when you're batting, you really need to train in a way that makes you be able to stay out in the middle for many hours.
I think I train hard, but there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You can always push yourself harder, so
right.
I think I can actually work harder.
Right, okay. You think you do adequate for the moment?
I won't say adequate, but I think there is always room for improvement.
Right.
You can, as a cricketer, you can always work harder.
Right, okay. All right, now when we spoke in 2014, first of all, you were surprised that I had requested an interview with you, and I said that I had heard about you, and one of the things I planned was spot players at the regional level who have the potential to go on to the West Indies team. So I was very happy when I heard that you were selected to play for the West Indies. So I want to know, how did you hear of your selection to the West Indies team?
I was actually home one day
mm-hmm.
getting a haircut.
Mm-hmm. There's no hair to cut.
It's actually here, but there's none at the moment.
Okay.
I was getting a haircut when I got a call from the chairman
right.
of selectors, that's Courtney Brown,
yes.
saying that I've been selected to join the one-day team
right.
for the England tour.
Right.
That was in the Caribbean.
Right.
So that was it. Got a call saying I'm gonna join the team for the last three one-day games.
In the Caribbean,
but I didn't play in that series.
Okay. But you traveled with.
Yeah,
team.
I traveled with the team for the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
It was a five-match series,
mm-hmm.
so I went in for the last three.
What year was that?
2017.
Okay, and then what did you do after he hung up the phone?
It actually took me a while to get back. To my haircut, because
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is like a childhood dream,
mm-hmm.
something that I always wanted. It's like a dream come true, as
right,
I said.
Right.
So it actually took me. I actually cried. It was that
big man cry.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
Okay. Other people saw you cry?
No, I won't make that up.
Okay, so you didn't cry in the barber's chair then?
No. Okay. Barber was actually at my house.
Right. Okay. So was it like a okay, and then who did you share the news with first?
First, I shared it with my brother.
Okay.
He's currently he's actually very close to me.
Yes.
And then I shared it with my mom.
Okay.
And I called my father.
Okay.
Those three were the first to know.
Right. Okay. All right. So tell me now how you prepared to join the team.
Well, I was training before that,
mm-hmm.
hoping to get a call,
mm-hmm.
but it was like, you're going to join the team tomorrow. So I got a call saying, you'll get a call from the office, so
right.
you'll have to join the team tomorrow.
Right.
So I just had to pack
right.
and get ready to leave.
All right, what about the mental preparation now? Because I think at that point you didn't know that you were not going to play, right? So I guess you had to prepare your mind in case you were going to play.
Well, for me, it's the same as I would for any other cricket game, with a club, first, last, list A,
mm-hmm.
because I was never in that position, so I didn't really know what to expect or
right.
do anything differently.
Right. Right. So if I were to ask you to find one word which described your feeling just before you boarded the plane.
One word. Overjoyed.
Overjoyed?
Yeah.
Right, okay. That works. All right, so you get into the team. You didn't play in that series. So talk about when you first actually got your cap.
That was in England.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last one, the game of the series.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, growing up as a little boy, that's, I prayed for two things, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So go to heaven,
mm-hmm.
to play for West Indies. I don't know in which order,
right.
But that were the two things I prayed for.
Right.
So it was that feeling, I went back to that feeling of getting the car.
Right.
Actually shed tears.
Right.
So it was very emotional for me.
Okay.
Actually, I did decent. I did well in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I made 38
knockouts. Mm-hmm. And you batted with Christopher Gayle.
No, I didn't.
No, not in that match?
No, not
okay.
in that game.
Okay. All right, so you were left not out, so that was good. But that was the only one day you played.
Yeah, that's the only one day game I've played since then.
Right, okay. And then you had a call for the test.
Yeah. That was somewhat a bit surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the A team.
Right.
I was the most outstanding batsman.
Yes, you made for a lot of runs.
For that series, but somewhat still surprised that I was called.
Right.
And it was like, you know, it went back to getting that first call. The feeling was there all over again because now this is Test cricket,
right.
Biggest cricket of all.
Yes. And I think you had said when we spoke in 2014 that's the format you prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
Yeah. All right. And I'm not going to talk about the you know, when I search Sunil Amriss, I see the story. So I'm not going to talk about that. So let's talk about what was the best moment of that test series for you.
Well, actually getting my test cap.
Mm-hmm.
It was given to me by Joel Garner.
Oh, okay.
A legend of the game.
Yes.
And it was something I was looking forward to.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
Something that I dreamed about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even before I played.
Okay. Do you have pictures?
Yes, I have. I have pictures.
Okay, wonderful. Have you started collecting an album? Putting together an album, digital or otherwise?
On my phone, yeah, I have pictures of.
Right, on your phone. I remember you said that you studied history in college.
Yes.
Because you like to know where you're coming from and so on.
Yep.
So I think for your career it would be a nice thing if you do that. So far you've played 6 tests, total of 166 runs, highest score 43, average of 15.09, and strike rate 46.63. What do you think about that figures? What do you want to improve?
Well, to be frank, it's very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to improve in all aspects.
Okay.
Average, strike rate,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Out of the two, average and strike rate, which do you think is the more important figure, statistic?
The average, of course.
The average, of course.
It's 40, 42.
Uh-huh.
Most people strike around between 40 to 60,
uh-huh.
but the average is very poor. That needs to.
All right. So where do you want it to be?
To be considered a good batsman in Test cricket,
mm-hmm.
the average would be 40 plus.
40 plus.
So that's what I'm working towards.
Okay. All right. So no mediocrity for you in 30s or
no,
whatever.
40 plus.
Right. Okay. And then at the first class level, before not counting the last match you just played. You had a total of 2,330 runs in 48 games, highest score 231, average 29.87, and strike rate 59.09. So, the regional level, and you haven't played for a lot of years. when was the first time that you played regional first class four day cricket?
I made my debut in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I've played four seasons. Mm-hmm. I haven't played, this is my actually my first.
Right.
First game for win was in two seasons.
Okay. First game in two seasons?
Yes, first game.
That's because you've been away?
Yeah, injured.
Right. Okay, so tell us about that fracture on which...
Yeah, I broke my left arm.
Right, okay. So how was the recovery period for you, rehabilitation period?
It was probably the hardest time of my life.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't play any cricket whatsoever.
Okay.
Having to watch,
mm-hmm.
not doing what I love,
right.
So it was very difficult.
Right. Was your hand in a cast?
Yeah, my hand was in a cast for 6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay.
But then it took a while to actually get back into the game.
Right.
Couldn't hit balls.
Okay.
So it was very difficult.
Okay. And any discomfort even now?
No, it's back to normal.
Okay.
I think it's a bit stronger now.
Okay, and you did physiotherapy?
A lot of it.
Right, okay, fantastic. Okay, I'm just going to pause here.